Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to our everyday lives. So join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now, here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
What am I trying to hide? And why do I keep on waiting when I know it's on the other side? It's time to let the light in, let the light in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's our topical devotion here on 91.5 FM and more. We do podcasts, and we have it on our website at the church. You can go to ourlighthouse.net if you ever want to catch one of the programs, and you can find it there, and you can also find it on the radio station's website as well. So today we're going to be just getting into the scriptures and learning from the Bible, all the different things that we believe God wants you to know and experience. And I always like to have a co-host with me on the program. Today I've got Martita Stanton, a good friend and colleague. And I mean, we've gone back years and years and years. Martita, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Nice to be here.
Yeah. So, Martita and I actually, we've said it a little bit in other programs, but a lot of people might be tuning in for the first time. So we've known each other. We've gone through Bible colleges. The Bible college that I went to, you were the director at the time. And you taught many of my classes, and then I taught for you in other classes, and we've studied the Word a lot together, and we've learned a lot about the Scriptures together, so I'm really excited to have you here.
And walking it through,
in the everyday life, right?
Yes. Yes, we have been there for each other. We've been joyful. We've been cried. We've gone on through it all.
We punched demons together and healed the sick together. It's true. We've done a lot of amazing exploits for the Lord, through the Lord. You know, it's nothing that we've ever been able to do apart from Him. But
you know what? It's every time was amazing.
Yeah.
You never knew what was going to happen, how it was going to go. We just wanted to bring Jesus in and help people to be free. And it was fun.
Absolutely. Still is.
Yes, it is. And every time something happens, I'm in awe of Him.
Yeah.
How He uses us people so simple to do His mighty works.
Yeah. So I hit you up with a couple of topics this week, and I love what you came back with. And, today we're going to talk about walking in peace. And there's a lot of chaos, a lot of turmoil, a lot of things going on in the world. And it's really difficult to have peace right now in the day and age that we live in. We've been doing a Revelation study in our men's group, and it's hard to walk out of there with peace when you start reading the prophecies and looking at where the world's at and where things are headed in accordance with Scripture. But you know what? I always encourage the guys. I said, we can have peace in the midst of all this. God has made everything known to us as believers, and we have the strength of God to walk through hard times, to walk through difficult situations and have peace in the midst of them. So going to kind of kick it over. I want to hear what you have to say a little bit on the topic of peace.
As you're talking, I feel, when we were created, we were just a body and we had all the parts, but then He blew
He breathed into us
His spirit.
Yeah, the breath of life.
God is peace, which means that that spirit that came in us is filled with peace.
Nice.
So we have it in us. We need to connect to it.
Absolutely.
Well,
the world system is actually built and derived around trying to steal our peace.
If you
look around, the enemy is, he's an antichrist. So anything that Christ gave us or has made for us or provided for us, he is trying to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus has come that we might have life.
It's John 10:10.
An abundant life. An abundant life has peace in it.
Let's
talk about peace today, and let's maybe roll around a few scriptures and maybe tell a few stories. Let's get this thing going.
You want to start with Justin's story?
Yeah,
I feel
you
like
know.
That, let's be real.
Sure.
Of what, if I want somebody to walk in peace,
right?
They're going to say, you don't understand. You've
sure.
never been through this.
Yeah, right. We've been through it all.
Yes.
You know?
So they understand that we've been in situations that we totally depended on the peace of the Lord to be able to walk it through.
Right.
Because the truth is, we all going to walk through trials.
Yes.
How are we going to walk through it? In defeat,
sure.
in fear, in pain, or victorious the way that the Lord provided for us? Because
right.
he suffered so we can have that victory.
Sure, sure.
He said when he left, he says, I'm sending my peace. I'm
yeah.
filling you up with
the Comforter.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit.
You're not alone. So this is from inside.
Yeah.
You know, when we work out, when we start working out, we feel some muscles that we didn't even know existed.
Right. I've found a few of those in the last few weeks even.
Okay. So the peace is in there. We have to work it.
Right.
So we can connect to it.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
That's good. So, all right. So the Justin story. My son Justin, he's like 28 years old now, but this goes all the way back to when he was in like eighth grade. I don't know. He was young. But we were on vacation. We went to North Carolina, up to Boone in that area. We were going to be snowboarding and skiing. You know, we got to the ski slopes and we had a blast. The kids were getting the hang of it. You know, he was younger and he was a skateboarder. So he was really excited to be, you know, snowboarding for the first time, really. And he was really getting the hang of it. But we had been on the slopes all day. It was the last day before we went home. We were literally going to hit the slopes, go back, finish packing up, and get in the car and drive home. And I was done. I said, I'm going to go unload. And he's like, let me do one more, Dad, one more time. I was like, all right, real quick. So he takes the lift back up. And I was confident that he was okay. And he went gangbusters. I don't know which slope he went down, but I think he went all the way to the little bit more advanced slope when nobody was with him. And he got going and actually hit one of the light poles in at full speed and actually cracked his spleen in five different places, okay? So he's unconscious. They're bringing him off the mountain. He didn't come back. I'm sitting in the room, and next thing I hear would Kevin Radlin come to sick bay, you know? And I'm like, oh, no, something's happened to him. And they said, we're bringing your son off the mountain. We think he may have ruptured his spleen. This is life-threatening. It's no joke. We got to get him to the hospital, and we got to get him to the hospital now. We got no signal. I can't call his mom or anything. They throw him in the ambulance and take off. And I have to go all the way to get my wife and then go all the way to the hospital, not knowing if he's even alive, if he's going to make it. And I'll be honest with you. There's very few times in my life that I've lost my peace, and that was one of them. You know, like I was
– It's a shock.
I was frantic.
It boom.
You know, yeah, it was just like all, out of nowhere.
This is dad losing a child.
Right.
That, you know?
Yeah.
The fear comes in, the unknown comes in, the human part of us comes out.
Yeah. So we finally get to the hospital and they tell us, you know, he's cracked his spleen in five different places. But if the sac around his spleen would have ruptured, he would have died.
Wow.
But the sac held together, you know, around the spleen so he didn't bleed out internally. And it was a miracle. You know, they were shocked. They were like, we've never seen anything like this. And I just believe an angel was holding that thing together or whatever had to happen, you know, because first thing we do is pray, you know, and we just step into what we know and we just were believing God. And then, you know, we ended up five extra days on vacation while he was in ICU and trying to get healed up enough to be able to make the ride home. And, you know, it was just a crazy moment. But we lost our peace and then we had to go find it. And, you know, peace is Jesus. So we had to basically get to a place where we didn't trust in the doctors. We didn't trust in our own even our own prayers, you know, but we had to trust the Lord that he was going to take care of Justin, you know, in that moment. And we found our peace, but it took a minute.
Yeah, I understand. I'm going to share my daughter, Jenny. When she was a teenager, she was an athlete. She still is. And she played basketball and volleyball and all that stuff. And in one of the games, she was tiny. She's still tiny. She grabbed the ball, and a bigger girl grabbed the ball, and she's trying to take this ball, and the girl is swinging her, and she won't let go of the ball. She's flying like in a circle, but Jenny would not let go of that basketball. Well, when she came out, she had an injury in the neck, and the neck was twisted, so we started going to chiropractors, and for a year, she was twisted, and finally, the chiropractor says, we need to have an MRI.
Right.
Because something is not right.
Got to look at it.
We're like, okay. The next thing I know is the doctor calls us and says, I need you and Jeff to come in. Don't bring Jenny. That's not a good sign.
Right, right.
So I thought maybe she cracked, you know, a bone.
Her neck's broken or something.
You know, something is,
right.
It's wrong. Whew. We walked in. The doctor has tears in his eyes, and he says, she has a tumor in her neck. I felt like somebody slapped me in the face.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was the last thing I expected.
You would have thought, yeah.
So I was
blindsided.
Yes.
That's the word.
That is the perfect word. Jeff is speechless. I have a tear running down. The doctor's crying because he loves Jenny too. And I just go, no, I don't accept that. I do not. And he goes, this is the reality. We have to do more tests.
Right.
So we found out she had an osteoblastoma in her C4 in her neck. And it was eating her bone.
Oh, wow.
Half her bone was tumor. I used to be angry at this little girl that I thought hurt my daughter. Thank God she did that because we wouldn't have found that tumor if she hadn't had not that injury.
Right.
He says she's had this tumor for years.
Sure.
And it's been eating at her, and that injury was the one that
brought it to light.
Yes. So there is the process that started. We lost total peace. I was like, you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, my daughter. Yeah. What do you do? And so I remember when I was home and I was crying and my other daughter came in and she says, what's wrong? And I told her and we're all crying. And then I had to pull to the side and said, okay, Lord, I need to connect to you. Because I can't do this. And I had to really connect to him. And Jenny and I had to connect. And finally, we both believed that she was going to have surgery. They were going to take care of it. And that she will be in no pain afterwards. They told her, you will be in excruciating pain for 2 weeks after it. We will probably have to put metal in your neck. So the day of surgery came, to make it short. She went into surgery, Jeff and I are there, and we go to sleep. And my brother comes in, he lives in South Florida where we were at, and comes in to check up and to have lunch, and we're sleeping, and he goes, oh, so she came out, and we were like, no, she's in surgery. He goes, how can you be sleeping? And we're like, God's got it.
Yeah.
She's
in his hands.
We
had
that peace that passes all understanding.
Yeah.
That it comes only from God.
Only from God.
Because he is peace.
So there's other people that are out there that are facing things right now, Martita. I mean, some of them have gotten maybe eviction notices. Rents are through the roof right now.
They're lost their job.
Struggling. Their jobs. They're
divorce.
Financially. They're divorced. Their
lost
lives
a baby.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different scenarios that people are going through out there. And let's kind of break it down a little bit. Let's give them a little bit of scripture to stand on. And you know, guys, we want you to know that there is peace available in the midst of the greatest of chaos.
Pain, hurt.
That God will be there with you. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. And so let's just begin to break down a few scriptures and let's take a look at the Word of God and see what the Word of God says about walking in peace.
I'm going to go to Colossians 3:15. It says, and let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you're called to live in peace.
Wow.
He
Look, we're called to live
in it. I'm not minimizing your pain.
No,
your
not
insecurities.
At all.
We understand. We've been many times there. But you don't have to go through it alone.
Exactly.
You need to just reach out and say, Lord, I give you my heart, and I want your peace that I know is inside of me to flow through and fill me right now because I need it. And he will fill you with that peace that passes all understanding.
Sure.
And you'll know because you'll be in the same situation. That hasn't changed, but you did.
Yeah. I love the portion of that scripture that says that we are called to live in peace.
Yes.
You know, we're not called to have peace. We're called to live in peace. And I believe that that happens when you give your life to Jesus Christ and you are hidden in him, Martita. When you purpose to hide your life, your fears, your insecurities, your shortcomings in Christ and allow Christ to live in you. I think it's Galatians 2:20 that I'm really kind of preaching here is I'm crucified with Christ, but yet I live, but not I, but Christ lives in me. See, our life becomes hidden in him, and then we can have peace in the midst of these situations because we are in peace. It's not because we're trying to get peace, but we are walking in and living in peace because our lives are in Christ Jesus.
That brings me to 1 Peter 5:7. Give all your worries, all your anxieties, all your cares to God, for he cares for you.
Yeah.
He loves you.
That's so good.
And when you're in peace, you can think straight. You can make better decisions.
Yeah.
You know what needs to be done. You bring comfort to those that need it. Okay? Because our children look up to see how are we reacting to it, our friends, wherever we are.
Yeah.
And then they go.
So good.
When Jenny was in the hospital after surgery, well, when we were at the hospital and she was signing in, we were registering. There was another mom and daughter there. And Jenny and I, we really were having a good time. We were like, we're on vacation. We were playing cards. We were laughing. We were just full of joy. And this other mom and daughter came to us. We were talking. They were scared. They were believers, but they were really scared. And when we talked about the circumstances, she says, how can you be a joy? How can you be at peace? What is it?
Right.
She goes, I'm a believer. And we pray with them. And she goes, my gosh, I really needed this. Well, they were sent home. Jenny had the surgery a day later. And they came back to see Jenny. And the little girl was 14. Jenny was 15. Jenny was out, completely out of, you know, she had just came in from surgery, but the Lord used her. Jenny opened her eyes, called a young girl, her name was Elizabeth, and says, Elizabeth, come here. Elizabeth went to her, and she said, Elizabeth, it's okay, God's got you. You'll be fine. And the peace that came into that older child was amazing. You could physically see the change in her. She turned to her mother and said, Mom, it's okay. I'm ready. I can have the surgery now.
And then Jenny went back to sleep.
Jenny
like,
was
literally,
out.
Like, it, she woke up in the midst of being fully drugged out.
Yes, that's the only
spoke
thing she said.
Spoke those words to that girl and then went back to sleep. How long was she out before she
until
actually woke
day.
Up? The next day.
She was out for 24 hours.
That's the power of God right there.
God used
you, that's
her.
That's crazy.
And
I love hearing stories.
The mom said, I've been taught about the peace that passes all understanding, but today I felt it. It's real, and now I can walk on it.
Sure.
It's
well,
amazing.
You know, I think one of the craziest scriptures that I've seen that deals with this to some degree is in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says, give thanks in all circumstances.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we have circumstances in our life that are crazy, but yet the Bible says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. See, there we have it again. In Christ Jesus, not with Christ Jesus, not for Christ Jesus, but when we're in Christ, we can look at any situation that's coming at us and we can give thanks, okay, in those circumstances, not for the circumstance. By all means, it's crazy that you're under attack. The world is coming at you, you know, with every bit of its vengeance. The enemy is trying to steal, kill, and destroy. But no, we give thanks in all circumstances because he has come that we might have life. And life more abundantly.
You said that the enemy's attacking us. It's not God trying to teach you a lesson.
Yes.
It's not God trying to punish you. That's a lie from hell. God is there to help you.
All of God's wrath and punishment for sin and anything that you've done wrong was placed on Jesus at the cross. God is not mad at you. He's not teaching you lessons through all of these situations. The enemy is trying to steal, kill, and destroy you. And, I love in John 6, it's actually in verse 28 and 29. I really think this is the key, guys, for you guys to be able to walk in peace. Okay, it says, they said to him, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? You know, and the works of God are walking in peace. That is one of the works of God. And Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. Okay, so how do you walk in victory? How do you have peace in your life? You believe on the one whom the Heavenly Father sent, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for you, who set you free. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And you actually rely on him for your peace, because Jesus says, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, I give to you. And he is peace. And when you're hidden in him, that's when you truly begin to see peace.
Receive the gift that he is giving you. Your responsibility is just to take it, thank him, walk in it, celebrate, share it for others.
So good. Yeah, you can have peace in all of your situations, guys. You can find peace, but it's in Christ. It's not in doing something. It's not in having more money. It's not in any other situation.
Simply
found in receiving and accepting the one whom he sent, Jesus Christ, into your life. And then in the midst of chaos, you can have peace.
Yes.
Because Jesus is with you. God says, you know, if I'm for you, who can be against you?
He will walk right through it with you, give you the strength, the wisdom, the peace.
Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have trouble.
Yes.
But be of good cheer. Give thanks in those circumstances.
Yes.
Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. I think so many times we think that everything's got to work out just right. No, God is walking through it with you. It's the footprints in the sand. He's carrying you in those moments, you know, and I think that we can learn a lot from the character of Jesus, because God is love and God is peace. So we hope you're enjoying this. We're going to take a quick break and we'll talk more about walking in peace here in just a moment.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. I'm here today with Martita Stanton, a good friend of mine and just fellow sister in the Lord. And we've been doing life together as believers for quite some time. And I'm honored to have you on the program. We've been talking about walking in peace, and it's just been powerful. Some of the stories that I think we've shared have been resonating with people a lot, I believe.
Oh, this is awesome. Thank you for having me. I love spending time with you. We just love talking about the Lord.
Yeah.
It's amazing, and growing in Him. Every time I'm with you, it just takes me to a higher level, and I thank you for that.
And vice versa, you know, you challenge me. So let's wrap this thing up a little bit. I know we've been talking about, we've shared a couple of amazing, powerful stories on how we can have peace in the midst of situations in our lives, and we've kind of given people a little bit of ammo to kind of go after peace in their situations with John 6, 28 and 29, the key being us walking in Christ and knowing the one whom He has sent is the key. But what's another scripture? You got a couple more maybe?
I want to read Philippians 4, 6 through 8. This All is right. New Living Translation. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done.
Yeah.
Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about these things that are excellent and worthy of praise.
I love that because it said in there again, in Christ Jesus, as you live in Christ Jesus. So see, I really feel like the goal right now, guys, is that we get in Him. Not we live for Him, we try to find Him, but that we live in Him, that we allow our lives to be hidden in Christ. So Martita, would you pray us out for the end of the program?
Yes. I pray the grace, mercy, peace, and love which come from the Father and Jesus Christ be with you. I pray you let God's peace rule your heart. I pray you walk through life in His peace. May you have sweet sleep and be protected every minute of your life. May He wrap His arms around you in His love.
Yeah, Lord, we just thank you that each and every person that's out there today, they need peace. They need peace in their life, and they need your strength. So we are releasing peace over the airwaves to each and every one of their situations right now as we call on you, Holy Spirit, to walk with each one of them and to give them peace that surpasses understanding in every way. Lead them and guide them to your victory in their lives. In Jesus' name. God bless you guys. Have a great day.
Be blessed.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.